Welcome into Intentional Analogy, brought to you guys by Better and Green. We are here to break down the Thursday night football game. If you guys have not, please make sure you guys subscribe. We come out with new episodes constantly covering all the sports you could think of. Guys, this first game, this Thursday night, AFC North battle between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. At Cleveland, the Browns are 3.5-point home dogs, over-under set at 37. Ethan, who are you on here?
I'm a glutton for punishment, so I'm going to keep riding Cleveland into the hillside here. I was on them last week. It didn't go well whatsoever. They made the Saints look really good again, which only two teams have done this year, Carolina and Dallas. So a really bad team, but I don't know. 2-8 at home. You got Pittsburgh traveling, short week, off the huge win against Baltimore, which is recent years their main divisional opponent. Road game at Cincinnati on decks. They have the three AFC North teams back-to-back-to-back. You got to believe they cared more about Baltimore, and then at this point they're probably looking ahead a little bit towards that Cincinnati game. So just think the spot here is pretty terrible for Pittsburgh. I don't have a good thing to say about Cleveland. They do have a Monday night game on deck, so an extra day to prep for that. No spot to look ahead. I mean, they might be looking forward to a Monday night game, but if I were 2-8, I wouldn't want to be playing in the national spotlight 2 weeks in a row. How'd they even get to primetime games? I don't know, but give me Cleveland plus the points. Terrible spot for Pittsburgh. It's more of a fade on Pittsburgh spot than it's definitely not a play on Cleveland.
Yeah, I know me and you, Ethan, have been super not high on Cleveland, but we bet them pretty much every single week. Last week was my favorite bet. They ended up getting destroyed, like you just mentioned. Their kicker, I'm pretty sure, was in talks with Vegas, missing like four field goals as well. So that's the icing of the cake. Taysom Hill, of course, he's staring at me on the waiver wire while I started Kraft at tight end, who had 0 points, zero receptions, zero targets. And there Taysom Hill is on the waiver wire with 200 rushing yards and three touchdowns. So I can't back these guys that soon. I understand they're probably the right betting play, but I've been getting smoked this year. You can just look at my show record, getting smoked this year, just betting what I think is a sharp play. So I'm just going to back the better team. I know they're off emotional win. I know it's a short week. I know it's a divisional opponent. These games are always close. I'm just going to trust that Pittsburgh is the better team. I'll take about the -3, -3.5, whatever it's sitting at. Love the under, though. That would be my favorite play, to be the under. Actually, scratch that. Give me the over. Because why the hell not? Who's taking the over in this game? Cleveland can't do anything. Give me the over. But, yeah, got to take the Steelers on the spread. Can't trust Cleveland this soon after they destroyed me last weekend.
White's talking about his tight end. They got him 0 points. And as much as that sucks, and it's terrible putting up a goose egg, in our fantasy league that us three are in, you get missed points for kicks. So I picked up that Cleveland kicker, Dustin Hopkins. So your guy that put up a goose egg put up 2 more points than my kicker. So congratulations, Mr. Wyatt. -2. That's the wrong kicker to pick up this week, apparently. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it with Cleveland. Pittsburgh is one of those teams I've been kind of riding this year. If Cleveland's going to look, their offense is going to look that bad against the Saints. I think they're going to have a hard time against Pittsburgh. I think this is always like a really close. That total seems really like close to what this is going to finish at, because these two teams have historically had really low scoring games. So I am going to be on Pittsburgh here to get it done, but not with immense confidence. Guys, that's going to do it for this episode of Intentional Lounge. We're going to be back tomorrow on Friday coming out with a special, our first ever 2 loser punishment episode. So make sure you guys tune in on Friday to see what we have cooked up for you guys. Once again, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do. Check out our website, bettergreen.com, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace, guys.
Later, guys.
See you, guys. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like Jerry Rice, touchdowns galore. Week after week, always asking for more. Bling on the wrist, got the books on the floor. Listen in, cash out, pages swelling. Plays on the field, see me winning, never dwelling. Flagged on Vegas, they know what I'm selling. NFL bets, keep the cheesy compelling. Flexing on the haters, can't touch my score. Money like